on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
I know you hate me, but I'll ask anyway. Won't you come with me to a place in a little town? The only way to get there is to go straight down.
I know I'm supposed to talk now. Welcome back to the Pine Bluff Country Club, sponsored today by our friends at Reliance Bank, formerly doing business as Pine Bluff National Bank. We certainly appreciate their sponsorship, but I love this Silverchair song, and I haven't heard it in a long time, so I don't know where you pulled this out of, Matt, but this is a...
I put it in the system.
I love this song.
Brings back memories, huh?
It does indeed. My college days. Good times. Good times. We'll take some phone calls here coming up. I definitely need to be talking about some of our other friendly sponsors, and we're going to talk a little NFL football. Bill Vickery is here with me, but he's run off for the moment. But right now, it is an interview that we have been trying to connect with at our podcast every year here at Pine Bluff for about the last 4 or 5 years, although we really had nowhere to go. We didn't really know how to reach out and find this gentleman, one of the most legendary athletes, not only in the history of Pine Bluff, but the state of Arkansas. I guess you could probably say the Mid-South safely and get away with it. Basile Shabazz joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Basile, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir, and you?
I am so good. We are so thrilled. This is going to be a little bit of hero worship here, so you have to work with me on this.
Okay, sounds good.
We had Carlos James on earlier, and I know you two were tight, and we were talking about you guys growing up together and you guys and Tori, and obviously a lot of great memories from Pine Bluff. And we come down here every year for the four-ball tournament, and your name always comes up, and we always say, man, it'd be great to get Basile on. So we're thrilled to have you, but I'm sure you've got a lot of great memories growing up here playing sports with Carlos.
Yes, sir, I have very great memories playing with Carlos. I played baseball with Carlos from the age of 9 on up. Always made All-Star together. Always stayed over his house, so we became closer in that sense. But we played so much great baseball to where I think we were one of the best teams coming out of there when we were like 15. We were like one game from the World Series, and I think that really got us closer. And just, you know, playing Legion ball with Carlos as well and seeing him get drafted before, you know, I was even looked at was just an extra stone, you know, stepping stone and mm-hmm. an extra push for me to move forward. So Carlos was really the leader of my age group as far as, you know, getting drafted first.
Right. Well, you know, it's, like I said, we've been talking for a long time trying to get you on, and he said that you're a hard guy for even him to get a hold of, so it made me feel better. So I know you're a busy guy. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing now. I know you're over in the Dallas area, and my understanding is you're working with young people. Can you talk about what you're up to?
Yes, correct. Yes, I'm over in the Plano area, just basically putting together youth baseball groups as well as track and field, basketball, just, you know, some of the things that I did to give back to the kids here in a positive way and just, you know, let those guys know that, you know, you have a pretty good instructor here that knows what he's doing. So my thing is to make sure these kids understand the basics of life, not just the game of baseball or football.
Basile Shabazz joining us on the Revolution Hotline. You know, it's interesting, and we were talking to Carlos, and he was talking about when he got drafted and maybe some things he would have done different. And, you know, again, talking with perspective now with his kids, and you're a guy that has been through so many different kinds of experiences, you know, with sports. You know, it's great that you're able to impart that knowledge to these kids. What are some of the messages that you try to make sure you drive home?
Stay humble, number one. Mm-hmm. You know, stay respectful. Get to know the guy, you know, next to you. That's the guy you have to go to war with. Love yourself. You know, if you don't love yourself, who will? And that's basically life values is what I try to instill in these guys. And, you know, the beauty of it is, you know, I'm able to do it at an early age, you know, 6 and 7. I think my youngest teens are probably about, you know, 7. So, you know, just to be a good friend to these kids, that's the most important thing to me. So I just try to, you know, let those guys understand you always make a good friend each day.
Yeah. You know, I know Steve Sullivan came over and visited with you, and my man Nate Olson has come over and done not only a column about it, but also did a video interview with you as well. And now we're, you know, obviously thrilled to get you on here on the show. But did you know that there was so much interest still in your career and that you're still talked about? You know, I mean, it's almost like a mythical, you know, sense about the way people talk about your exploits on the playing field. Did you know that there was still so much interest in what you had accomplished over the years?
No, I think I grew up in the right era. You know,
mm-hmm.
Guys now maybe in late 30s, early 40s. So, you know, still some guys that, you know, that saw me play or people who saw me play. So, it, you know, I guess it's just a Pine Bluff thing. I don't know.
Yeah, well, for those of us who have watched the video, I mean, we go back and watch that high school game, the state championship game against Texarkana. I mean, it's otherworldly. I mean, it doesn't look like it's humanly possible what you're doing. Did that come easy to you? I mean, I guess I don't really know how to ask this question, but you made it look so easy. Did it feel like it? I mean, did you feel like you were in another gear that nobody else really possessed?
No, I think I was I was blessed. I was truly blessed. And, you know, I was always fast, but I didn't always make those plays coming up. But once I got great guys along my side that understood me as well as I understood those guys who were blocking, that's what made it easy.
Yeah. My understanding is you're still pretty quick. Nate says still in the 4.5 range. Is that right?
Maybe if I stretch. I never stretch. I don't know why. I you know what? And all through high school, I didn't stretch. I just ran.
Yeah.
And maybe if I stretch, I probably.
You still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I thought we lost you there for a second. Okay. Basile Shabazz joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Justin Akre, Bill Vickery here at the Pine Bluff Country Club for the Pine Bluff Four Ball. Again, we come down here every year, and this is the one gentleman we were so thrilled to be able to talk to finally. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Bill. Sorry.
Is there one moment in your athletic career that you look back on? Justin and I have talked about this. First of all, I think it takes a tremendous man to establish himself after you know, it happens to everyone. After all the glory fades and it's gone away to lead a quality life, it takes a tremendous man. I want to commend you on that. But is there a moment that you look back on and you say, wow, that was the best athletic moment of my life?
I think when I was in the seventh grade, when I first really started dunking, I think that was the best of them all.
Wow. That's great. That's a great answer, too. Because you were such a great athlete. It seemed to come so easily to you that, you know, you could have been given you were great. But the sports that you played required a whole different set of skills. I mean, you play baseball is different than football. It's different than to run track. It's different than basketball. I think he would have been a world-class badminton player, too.
Probably so. Basile, you know, it's interesting, and I didn't know, I guess, the ins and outs of your story, you know, as well as a lot of others probably do who covered you in high school and beyond, and I thought Nate did a good job going back and kind of piecing it together. You sound like a guy who's very happy in what you're doing now and, you know, probably don't have a whole lot of regrets, but it's amazing to me when I read through your story that how many times you came to a crossroads and how many times you had an opportunity to go this way or that way and, you know, things worked out one way and then maybe that would branch off into something else. It's an interesting life. I mean, and you had so many different opportunities and things changed and unique situations. I mean, it's a really interesting, you got a very interesting story.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
So is there anything that you, I mean, again, like I said, I don't know. I don't want to speak for you. I mean, is there anything that you go, man, if only I had done this or if I had done this differently? I mean, is there, because again, there were opportunities you could have pursued football and of course baseball won out, but I mean, you know, you sound very comfortable and happy. I mean, is there anything you wish you had done differently or a decision you maybe would have made that you didn't?
No, not really. I think my only thing is what I, you know, try to engrave in my kids is don't be in a hurry to grow up so fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't live so fast. You know, although I was in an environment that grew quick and you had to grow up fast to, you know, even make it there. So,
Yeah. You
know, as far as regretting anything, no, I don't regret anything. Like I tell my kids, I've been around the world. I've played every sport at a high level. you know, it's no regret. You know, I just, you know, I never questioned how God worked. And if I had a better relationship with God coming up, that may would have been a difference too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Is there, Basile, is there an athlete that you see today, which, of course, it's covered, athletics in general is covered wall-to-wall on a variety of channels, and, you know, you can only imagine if there had been the 17 versions of ESPN when you were growing up, what your legend would have become nationally. But is there an athlete that you see just sort of casually watching sports today that you think, wow, that guy's got, he's got a lot of talent. That's somebody that could be a, you know, a Bo Jackson, a Basile Shabazz, a guy that can play multiple sports.
No, I don't see it.
It's right though.
No, you have to be able to play every sport at a high level, and that's the key to being an elite athlete. I mean, you know, yeah. I think I, you know, could have played basketball in college. I think Bo could have played baseball, track. And you just don't find athletes like that. Maybe you know, you find two sport athletes. Maybe it's so much 7-on-7 and AAU basketball now to where kids can only play one or two sports. You know,
that's a great sport. Specialization has kind of taken away, and there may not be the era of the great athlete like Basile was, number of different sports.
Well, there's so much pressure now to make kids focus, even at a young age. I mean, you talked about playing Little League Baseball, Basile. I mean, it's like there are kids now that, I mean, they're being directed that way. I mean, if they're playing, that's kind of their focus. And they play, like you said, I mean, it's all day. And you're talking about 8-, 9-, 10-year-olds that are playing all day, year-round, you know, whether it's U-Trip games or whatever. I mean, it seems like that's it's pretty wild, and there isn't a whole lot of multi-discipline athletes out there like that.
Well, I don't know. I think the able kids too early. You know, like you were just saying, U-Trip, majors. What is that? I never heard it. I heard of Little League team. If you're good enough, you make All-Star.
Right, right.
You know, and that's what I try to bring, you know, what everything I learned from Coach Bach, Coach Marion Glover, Joe Torre, Ozzie Smith, whatever was told to me by people, you know, that could help me as a man as I grow. That's what I share with these kids. I show them the Pine Bluff way. This is how you play baseball. Field, throw, run, period. You don't have to be athletic to play baseball, but you have to have a high IQ to play. And that's the key.
You have kids of your own?
Yes, sir.
How old are your kids?
I have a daughter who's 15. She just turned 15. I have a son who just turned 14, and I have a 10-year-old.
Did you impart any of that Shabazz athleticism on any of your kids?
Oh, my goodness, man. Wow. You hear about them.
I
want to bring them to Arkansas, but I don't think my wife wants that. Yeah. I think they were blessed, man, to have an athletic mother, father, and a grandfather who played in the NFL as well. So it's a good bloodline.
So all three of them are good athletes?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
I love
sir.
It. That's great. So what is your... You know, I guess you live in Texas, obviously. What's do you come back to Arkansas much?
At times. Certain spots I may, you know, go to. I may go to Hot Springs, Lake Hamilton, just to relax, or you know, places like that.
I mean, is Arkansas a place you like to come back to? I mean, is there any? Because I guess from reading Nate's stuff, I mean, it sounded like there was maybe some. I don't want to say. Negative feelings, I guess, but was there any, I mean, is there any experiences that you've had in I guess, your post-athletic career that would preclude you from coming back? Or obviously, you're talking about considering coming back here if your wife would go with it, so maybe not. But any negative feelings at all about here? I mean, any experiences you had that would keep you from coming back?
No, sir, not at all. No negative feeling. I'm from Arkansas. That wouldn't be right, you know. My thing is, I'm all for kids. You know, if it's a handshake, I'd rather not come for a handshake. But if it's to come and help to inspire and build confidence and turn a kid around, 100, 200, I'll fly out tomorrow. Yeah. It's all about kids. Yeah. And I think that's why I have no regret of, you know, my career or, you know, the things I went through in life. Because everybody goes through stuff. You know, it's how you overcome it. And I think I'm a winner. Because I overcame a lot.
Yeah. You certainly sound like a man who is well-adjusted and at peace with himself and life right now. And I think we could all
Yes, say,
everyone around this table could take a lesson.
You're making me feel bad because I know I'm terribly not adjusted and I'm in a terrible place right now. This is not working out good for me.
You can inspire adults, Basile. Let's don't limit it just to children because you got a group of men around your age at this table that are inspired right now.
Oh, yeah? That's great to hear, man. That's great to hear.
So are you coaching baseball or football or what sport specifically? Is it baseball?
I think 13 baseball teams I instruct along with other guys. I have, we're all from Pine Bluff except for Scott Ollison. He's out of Maverick. He helps me.
Mm-hmm.
I do football as well. I have a couple of third grade football teams. I'm getting ready to launch basketball and going to do some track and field and try to get a golf club for these kids.
Oh, good. I like it. CC, you're even a multidisciplined coach. I like it. A great all-around athlete and a great all-around coach now, too. So we got to find a way to get you back to Arkansas, my man. That's all I know.
Hey, I'm trying to put together some clinics there. I would really love to come back and just give back, my knowledge and my love for the state of Arkansas. So
I assure you, there are a lot of parents that would take their kids to your clinic just
in
so
a hurry,
just so they could visit with you. I promise you. So, well, it's been a thrill having you on. We need to do it again, and if we can help facilitate anything from a clinic standpoint over here, get the word out. Let us know. We'd love to do it for you.
Work it out, and I'll get there.
All right, we'll
Fantastic.
Do it. Basile, thanks so much, man.
Hey,
appreciate
no problem,
the time.
Anytime.
All right, take care.
Yes, sir.
All right.
What a great guy.
Wow, that was so exciting.
I got to tell you.
You know what? That's one of those things where I was so excited to get him on, and it far exceeded my expectations.
How funny is he? And you ask him.
He's great.
Talk about he's Barkley-esque and how honest he is. Mm-hmm. He's going, what's your greatest athletic moment? In the seventh grade. I mean, this is a guy I was expecting. So, in the seventh grade, when I started dunking the basketball, that was it. And then, truly, that's a guy that's at peace with life. He's focused on the right things. He's got... He's far better adjusted than any of us sitting around this table.
He's a much better person than I am.
We are a mess compared to Basile Shabazz.
Box of coat hangers.
Admittedly, we're a mess compared to a lot of people.
Especially
him.
That's a great way to put it, too. That far exceeded your expectations.
What a good guy. Fantastic. Well, I'm glad. I mean, I wanted to talk to him either way. I didn't, even if it didn't go great, but it did. So
and younger people that didn't get to see him need to go back and look at tapes of his high school career, and you will understand what we're talking about.
I mean, it was
ridiculous.
If you've ever played Tecmo Bowl, Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl wasn't quite as good as Shabazz in real life.
Yeah, I mean, that was him. It was crazy.
It was so clowny. It's like, okay. He not only it's like he can't be tackled.
Yeah,
it was as though he were impervious to being tackled.
And he was right. He probably was the last athlete, maybe in the South, to be that.
I loved your question. You see anybody like you, Bo Jack? No,
anybody as
actually,
good as you at all these sports?
No. There's nobody close to. No. But he didn't say it in a cocky way. It was so nice.
No, it was just, and you know, because of specialization, they take kids at 10 have to choose one sport over everything else. No, I like how he put it. When I was growing up, we just played Little League and then had an all-star team. That was it, you know?
We got to get him back, for sure. Look, that's a commodity we cannot have outside the state's borders.
Run, throw, catch. Simple. Run, throw, catch. Easy as it gets.
Let me tell you something. When you throw with a cannon and you run a 4-2, it's a lot easier, though. You don't have to be athletic, but it doesn't hurt.
It helps a ton.
No doubt.
What a great guy.
We got to take a timeout. It is 11:50. We've got a couple callers that want to get into. We'll get to that after this. Sport Clips, MVP Experience, Precision Haircut every time, Kevin. Even for guys like you who are...
Not guys like me.
Okay, everybody else.
Everyone else.
Massaging shampoo. Kevin, by the way, has no hair.
Oh, shocker.
Well, they don't know.
Everyone knows.
Everybody who knows you knows.
Yeah.
Anyway, for the rest of us who do, great value and a great stress reliever. It's America's haircut place for men and boys, and they not only have guy smart stylists, but also sports magazines for you to enjoy while you're getting ready to get in there. Also, TVs playing sports all the time. Got the big screen in the waiting area. No appointment necessary. And if you're like most guys I know, appointments are not good for you. Pop in when you get time. Open every day. It's good to be a guy at Sport Clips, over 1,000 nationwide. Find one near you at sportclips.com. Be back in just a moment. We are at Pine Bluff Country Club, courtesy of our friends at Reliance Bank. Wrapping up hour two in a second.